Hello, the series you're about to hear on the GBM Media podcast is from the Serving Today archive. It's on the I Am statements in John's Gospel, and we hope that you enjoy it. Welcome to Serving Today, the programme for leaders in the Church of Christ. I'm Andrew Cook. I'm glad you could join us again. The I Am statements in John's Gospel. The new series continues. At the moment, here on Serving Today, we're looking at Jesus' I Am sayings in the Gospel of John and how to preach on these. This time, we're going to study the saying in John chapter 6 when Jesus says, "I am the bread of life." To help us with this, we're pleased to have Guy Davis back with us again.
Bread is a staple diet for many people all around the world. By way of introduction, you can mention some of the different kinds of bread that are available in your country. Some types of bread are inexpensive, others are more costly. But in Jesus, we have the best bread of all, the bread of life.
What can you tell us about this particular passage in John's Gospel?
Jesus had just fed 5,000 men with 5 loaves and 2 small fish, John 6:1-14. The people were so impressed with this that they wanted to make Jesus their king, but he did not want that. Jesus withdrew from the multitude and spent the night alone. Meanwhile, his disciples got into a boat and made their way across to the other side of the Sea of Galilee. Jesus joined them as they struggled against a violent storm, walking on the water. The next day, the multitude went searching for Jesus and found him with his disciples at Capernaum on the other side of the Sea of Galilee. Jesus was not so impressed that the people had sought him so eagerly. He said in John 6:26-27,
"I tell you the truth. You are looking for me not because you saw miraculous signs, but because you ate the loaves and had your fill. Do not work for food that spoils, but for food that endures to eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. On him God the Father has placed his seal of approval."
They asked in chapter 6, verse 28,
"What must we to do the works God requires?"
Jesus replied in verse 29,
"The work of God is this, to believe in the one he has sent."
Then the people asked Jesus to perform a sign that would convince them to believe in him. Chapter 6:30-31.
"What miraculous sign then will you give that we may see it and believe you? What will you do? Our forefathers ate the manna in the desert, as it is written, he gave them bread from heaven to eat."
It is now that Jesus introduces the bread of life in verses 32-33.
"I tell you the truth, it is not Moses who has given you the bread from heaven, but it is my Father who gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is he who comes down from heaven and gives life to the world."
Then the crowd responds in verse 34.
"Sir," they said, "from now on, give us this bread."
Then Jesus says, 6 verse 35,
"I am the bread of life. He who comes to me will never go hungry, and he who believes in me will never be thirsty." So, Guy, what's the main point or purpose of this passage, and how would you divide up a sermon on it?
The main aim of the passage is to persuade people to feed on Jesus as the bread of life. We're going to look at this saying under 3 headings. First, Jesus is the bread of life. Second, what it cost Jesus to be the bread of life. Third, feed on Jesus, the bread of life, and live forever.
And so we come to the first point, Jesus is the bread of life.
We will look at this point under 3 subheadings. First subheading, Jesus is the bread who came down from heaven. Where do people in your country get their bread from? Some may bake their own, others may buy it from the local supermarket or even a large store. But here is bread from a very special place. Jesus speaks of bread from heaven. Second subheading, Jesus is the bread of God who is God. If he came down from heaven, he must have been in heaven. And who dwells in heaven? God. Jesus is the Word who was with God and who was God. The bread of God is the Son of God. He is one with the Father in divine glory and splendour. Jesus is speaking of himself as God, the great I Am, as the Lord revealed himself to Moses at the burning bush, saying, I am who I am. That is why Jesus can give life to the world. Only the bread of God who is God could do such a thing. There are three possible ways of explaining how Jesus could have spoken like that of himself. First, he was mad. Only a crazy man could claim that he was from heaven. But Jesus in the Gospels seems perfectly sane. Second, he was bad. It's a wicked thing for a man to call himself God. But Jesus was not a bad man. He went about doing good. The fact that Jesus could perform miracles like the feeding of the 5,000 means that God approved of what he said and did. So, if Jesus was not mad or bad, what was he? There is only one conclusion. He was God. He was the living bread who came down from heaven. He is the bread of God who is God. Thomas realized this on seeing Jesus alive from the dead in John 20, verse 28, where he said of Jesus, My Lord and my God.
So what's the application here, Guy?
Ask your hearers whether they confess Jesus as my Lord and my God. Third subheading, Jesus, the bread of God who took flesh. Jesus said that he was the bread who came down from heaven. He came into our world as one of us. He was the Word made flesh. He came down as a little baby boy and was born in Bethlehem. Yes, he performed tremendous miracles like the feeding of the 5,000. But he also got tired and hungry and thirsty. He knew joy and sorrow. Finally, he suffered and died on the cross. Jesus was fully God and fully man. He had to be both God and man to reconcile sinful human beings to a holy God. Jesus said in John 6:51,
I am the living bread that came down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. This bread is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world.
That's the bread we need above all else.
And so we come to the second main heading, which is what it cost Jesus to be the bread of life.
Try and find out the cost of the most expensive bread that you or your people could get. However much that is, it is nothing compared with what it cost Jesus to be the bread of life. To give life to the world, Jesus had to die. Let's look once more at the words at the end of John 6, verse 51. Jesus said, This is my flesh, which I give for the life of the world. We look at these words under two headings. First, the death of the bread of life. Why did Jesus have to give his life for the world? Why did he have to die that we might live? It is because we are sinners, all of us. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. We have rebelled against God and broken his law, and the wages of sin is death. By death, the Bible doesn't simply mean physical death, but that after death, we face God's judgment. Apart from Jesus, there is only death. Look at what is said in John 3, verse 36. But Jesus died on the cross, that we might not perish, but have everlasting life. He paid the price of sin at the cross. He did that because he loved us. Look at John 15, verse 13. There would be no salvation from sin, no life for sinners, unless the bread of life gave his flesh for the life of the world. Second subheading, the bread of life rose again from the dead. Jesus did not lie rotting in the grave. John's Gospel does not end with Jesus' crucifixion, but his resurrection. God raised Jesus from the dead. He is the eternally fresh bread of God, who is able to give life to all who feed on him. This is the promise of the gospel, Romans 10, verse 9.
Thanks very much, Guy. And then to our final main point, feed on Jesus, the bread of life, and live forever.
Get your people to imagine a freshly baked loaf of bread, what it looks like, what it feels like, what it smells like. Just wonderful. But that freshly baked bread won't do anyone any good unless they eat it. That is why Jesus said, "I tell you the truth, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you," John 6:53. When Jesus walked the earth, bread was a matter of life or death. Without bread, the poor would die of starvation. Unless people feed on Jesus, there is no everlasting life, only death and judgment. I suggest two subheadings here. First, feed on the bread of life.
Guy, by speaking of eating his flesh and drinking his blood, was Jesus encouraging cannibalism?
Oh no, he was urging people to believe in him. Compare what is said in John 6:54 with John 6:40. We feed upon Jesus by faith. Only God can give people the gift of faith and draw them to Jesus, John 6:44. But we are assured that all who come to Jesus, turning from their sin and believing in him, will not be turned away, John 6:37.
How then would you apply this to our hearers?
Urge them to come to Jesus and trust in him as the bread who came down from heaven to give his life for us. Encourage them to entrust their eternal futures to Jesus, the bread of life. And so the second subheading, eat and live. Jesus spoke these words in chapter 6, verse 54.
Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day.
Notice that Jesus said, whoever feeds on him by faith has everlasting life. They will never die in the sense that death cuts us off from fellowship with God. Ask your hearers what confidence they have in the face of death. But beyond dying and going to be with Christ, Jesus promises all who feed on him by faith, I will raise him up at the last day. Just as God raised Jesus from the dead, so Jesus will raise up all who believe in him when he comes again in glory. John 6, verse 39. Jesus said, I am the bread of life. He freely offers himself for everybody to feed upon and live. He is the best bread ever. But there is no charge. He has paid the price. So eat and live.
Well, there we must leave it for now, here on Serving Today. May God help us as we point people to Jesus Christ, who is the bread of life.
We hope you enjoyed listening to Serving Today, a podcast from the Grace Baptist Mission radio team. If you'd like to get in touch with us, you can email us. The address is servingtoday@gbm.org.uk. You can find us on X or Twitter at servingtodaygbm. We're also on Instagram, that's Serving Today. And you can also search our entire catalogue at www.gbm.org.uk/listen. Thanks for listening and goodbye.